Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good whatever it is, wherever you are, whoever you is, make it good. This is your ever cheerful host, Lazarus, with another installment for the Laz Report. Doing the ride out, leaving work, had a little bit of OT, first night of the work week, can't complain too much, but this man's been dealing with a lot of inspirational moments lately. The pen has been awfully busy, so busy that the pen runs out before the inspiration runs out. So that's a little bothersome sometimes, hate trying to get back to the page later on and not be able to remember the words I had or be able to jot down the words that were going to be as powerful as I had originally anticipated or that I originally had in mind. So find me doing a lot of periscoping lately. If you follow me on Twitter, you can find me at Laz_report. Same thing, Facebook. Find me at Laz_report. And find my YouTube channel. Still in development. Find that on YouTube. Laz. Both Laz with capital L's and capital Z's. As always, if you have any suggestions, ideas, comments, something you want to promote, something you want to let the world know, drop me a line. Email me at damp69@live.com. damp69@live.com. That's the number 6 and the number 9, live.com. Or xlazarusx@gmail.com. xlazarusx@gmail.com, and see if I can't bring some of these things to life. As I mentioned in my previous periscope, you know, it always seems that we have the answers for everybody else's life questions, but when it comes to our own, you know, it's almost as if we have no clue. You know, we don't know what to do, and we go asking others, and that's all right, because we are here. Everything we see, everything we hear, everyone we meet, and everything that we do is for a reason. There is something to take away from every situation. There's something to learn from everything you've said, everything you've heard said, everything said to you, done to you, that you've done to others, whatever. And these are the keys to life, keys to the system of life. Everything has a system, and I'm about to get poetic. Hopefully I can keep going with it. Okay, you got to pay attention in life. Life is like driving on a busy ass highway, like being on the Autobahn, and you know, you're rolling about 6 cars deep, 3 wide, although I don't think the Autobahn is that wide, but you know, and you're all pushing the pedal, man. You got to be aware, you got to be attentive to what's going on, or you're going to spill. The system, the life, the keys, the points, the intricacy, it's all there in front of you. Over time, you know, you got to keep these things in mind, put them together, store them in the back of your mind, store them somewhere, and at some point, someday, it's going to come together like puzzle pieces. You're going, okay, everything links together. The keys to life, life has a system. If you don't shut up, look around, and listen, you're going to miss them. If you miss them, you missed them. That's it, they're gone. Opportunity done knocked, you didn't answer. There's no reason not to answer when opportunity knocks. Don't care if you're tired. Get your ass up, light a fire, answer that door. Answer the call. Get up. Stand up. Stand tall. Failure is a part of life. Can't dodge it. Stand up. Stand tall. Don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to fall. Be strong. Stand up. Get up. It ain't about how many times you fall down. It's about how you get up. How you take it, what you do with it, how you sustain your comeback, how you keep it tough. Everybody knows it ain't easy. Everybody should know that life is rough. Life has been made rough intentionally to keep us where they want us indefinitely. This is something we can't have because it's not part of the system. It's part of their system. Their system is the one that made up history. His story. They just dropped that extra S to make it sound innocent. What they're telling you ain't innocent. There's nothing but lies and no truth in it. They'll use it, abuse it. The stories that come out, they've got people to spin it. Oh yeah, people get paid big bucks to be spinsters. Twist the words, twist meanings, cut things short, delete, control alt, adjust the output. Something to make jaws drop, something to make your eyes pop. Because if it's news, it ain't good news unless it's something that's going to bring everybody watching the blues. If it hits your heart, hits a warm spot, then you know it must not be sweeps week. Because that news, sure as shit, gonna be adjusted, modified, and tweaked. His story. And they're trying to wipe it clean. You know what I mean? Leaving certain key points out of interrogations. Certain key points are being left out of investigations. The system to life has been condemned by the system, period. His story. We need to make it what it really is once again and tell our story. No more textbooks full of lies. No more Congress, no more Senates, no more political lies. Working hard, doing the job, destroying lives. Husband messes up, make the scapegoat out of their wives. We just gotta get up and try. Too many people have died for what we have right now. And it's a shame that what we have right now has been tainted. Overlooked, overviewed, undercooked, and repainted. Stripped down to the ground, rebuilt, rebooted. Ridiculous. We have to change this. So, that's what I've been doing with my time lately, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a pretty world anymore. Excuse me. It's not a pretty world anymore, but there are silver linings. Believe me. Believe me, folks. I know there's people. There's millions of people out there who have it so much worse than I do. I'm talking about people in the same state as I am, the same country. You don't even have to go to a third world nation or anything to find somebody worse off than myself or yourself. But I do know that there is a silver lining in every dark cloud. Because as I said earlier, there is something to take away in everything. Something to take away for ourselves that we need to know. It may not apply to that moment. It may not apply to anything. It may not even make sense to you until a number of years later. But when that time comes and you go and you pay attention, you gotta pay attention to it. You're gonna miss it. And when those pieces come together, when that information locks up, you're just gonna go, damn, shit. Maybe you'll even say Lazarus was right. Some people may call me a Judas. Say what they want. I'm more like the Phoenix, rising from the ashes. Lazarus, back from the dead. Because that's where my life was. Only a handful of years ago. Not even a whole handful. I'm talking about a small hand, like my hands. Burned myself out. Burned myself into the ground. I burned dreams. I burned it all. Not just my own, but I destroyed so much good. And I amplified so much terrible, so much evil, so much wickedness. That yes, every part of me had died. And I thank God, I thank the Maker, I thank the higher power, I thank my wife, I thank my children, all my team members, all my coaches in my corner, who brought me up, held me up, and helped me sustain the comeback. A lot of people make a comeback, they bounce back from things, and that's great, but you have to sustain that, you have to keep that. It's part of the system of life, the system that works, not the system, not the corporate machine, not the evil empire system. I'm talking about the system of life, the system that makes history our story, not his story. We do it how we're supposed to do it. We do it because it's of the people, by the people, and for the people. I've just had, in the past couple of weeks, so many things click, to the point where the faith that I've had in myself, I thought was already at 100%, and it wasn't until these handful of weeks that have passed that, I swear, people, it's almost as if, the skies opened up. Behold the Metatron, the one true voice, speaking to me, validating these things that, I had come up with, and I was telling my family, my loved ones, my children, my wife, and I wish they were there to hear it, but I know they believe me. I know they know that, my shit is real. Yo, come on, turn on red, homeboy. Damn, turn on green. Shit, just turn. Let's go. I wish they were there to see it too, to hear it also. That way, I don't have to continue to tell them, or at least my children, listen to me, listen to me, believe me, please listen to me. Do as I say, not as I did. These are the things that are going to keep you from ending up like me, or ending up like so many others that we know, or, getting into stupid situations like I have. Like my pop said, one of my grandfathers told me, keep your eyes and ears open and your mouth shut, and you might learn something. Sure as shit, sir. I have learned so much. I thank him. I thank everybody. I thank my listeners, those who listen regularly, those who check in every once in a while. Thank you. You're allowing me to do something that I've wanted to do. You know, it's not radio, it's not national, it's, you know, it's not even an AM station, but you know what? I'm doing what I wanted to do. Lord knows I'm not getting paid from it. I wouldn't mind if I was. I sure could use the money, but, you know, life isn't always about money either. I had another friend tell me, fresh home from basic training, needless to say, I was medically discharged, so that's why I was home. Working in a warehouse, it was okay money, but knew I needed more. Found a better job. Excuse me. My supervisor came up to me, who I had known from high school anyway. And he said, you know, we can offer you X amount of dollars if you're willing to stay. And I said, you know, it's very nice, thank you, but you know, I've got to go do this. And they said, yeah, we understand, no problem at all. We, you know, thank you for giving us warning, yada, yada, yada. And he took me aside and he said, you know, one thing that I want to share with you, if it gets too hot, too heavy for you there, you know where to come back to. You give me a call, we'll start you right back off. You know, we'll start, you know, right where you left off. We'll give you the increase of money that, you know, we just mentioned, you know. And he said, whoop, red light. What he said was something his father had told him. And he shared it with me, which is a blessing also. And you know, he could have saved that for his kids, you know, for his kids' ears only. But he chose to share it with me also because I was meant to hear that. And everyone that I've said it to, they were meant to hear it also. And what he said was, sometimes it's not about all the money you can get or all the hours that you can put into work. Sometimes it's simply simplicity. Sometimes simplicity is the key. You keep yourself, you keep your life as simple as possible. And believe me, I know it's hard, especially if you have family and a crazy job and all sorts of things like that. But you kick out all the extra, you don't pay attention to the negative, you harness the positive, you learn from everything, your mistakes, their mistakes. Like the song says, you take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the keys to life. Not just the facts of life, but the keys to life. And I want to share that with people. You know, I don't want to share doom and gloom. You know, woe is me, my bills, you know, my rent, my this, my car, my truck. No, 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 no. Everybody's got woes. Everybody has bills. Everybody has problems, troubles, whatever. But let's not focus on that, you know. Spread cheer, spread good, you know, good wealth, good knowledge, good times, you know. Damn, I got good breaks, thank God. Woo, there goes my lunchbox. Just had to break hard. Share the good stuff. Don't wait till, you know, the Christmas spirit hits you and like, oh, let's share good joy and you know, good tithings. Why wait? Life is short, man. There's only 24 hours in a day. There's only 7 days in a week. Use all that time to spread the goodness, to do the things that make you happy when you can, as long as it's not hurting, harming anyone else, or getting in the way of things that need to be taken care of. TCB, always TCB first. Take care of business. Do your best to have fun while you do it. Then after you take care of business, throw in your little extras. That's why I'll be periscoping on my way to work. I would do it on the way home, but there's not enough light to do so. That's why I record my podcast on the way into work or the way home, because I already took care of business. I got done work. Now I'm heading home. Free time helps pass the time. Here we go. Let me do a podcast. Let me throw some out there. Let me spread some good cheer. You know, somebody's going to hear it. But I'm almost home. I'm afraid I'm going to start really rambling if I go on any further, but just want to say, hang in there, people. Hang in there. Life is a series of moments. They don't all last forever. The good times come and go, so do the bad times. You got to keep your chin up. You got to stay strong. Remember the keys. You know, everything around you. Eyes and ears open, mouth shut. You'll have more keys than a locksmith. The things that you will hear, the things that you will see, the things you can take away in just a matter of a month, you know, will unlock more doors, will unlock more things for your life and the life of your family and those, if you have children, God bless you, it unlocks even more for them. You know, it opens even more doors of love. You find even more ways to love yourself. Love your family, love your children, love your neighbor. The keys are all around us. You know. I hope you all find what you're looking for. Even if you find something that you haven't been looking for, I hope you all find it. I hope good cheer, good tithings, great blessings, awesomeness for everyone. I hope you all have a great day. Until you hear from me or I hear from you again, One. Look it up. See if anybody does their homework here. I'll give you a clue. I don't like saying Native American because my family wasn't from America. They were in this country until somebody came over and called it America, but it's a Native American term. One. If you've listened to this whole podcast and you listened to this part, you got this far, look up the meaning and email it to me. damp69@live.com or xlazarusx@gmail.com. xlazarusx@gmail.com. Let me know you've done your homework. Let me know that you listened to the whole show. It'll bring a tear to my eye that somebody actually sat there and listened to me ramble on for over 23 minutes. But as I was saying, love you all. Thank you all so very much. Bless you all. Damn, I love you all. I wish I could take you all out for milk and cookies. And with that, I'm going to sign off. Thank you all. Love y'all. Good night. Good day. Good afternoon. Good Lord.